The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
David Bierman back here on Radio Row at Mandalay Bay. Pro Football Network, I'm here with the legendary Lee Steinberg. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just peachy.
Did you ever think the world's biggest game would be in Las Vegas?
No, there was an impregnable wall between gambling in any form and the NFL. And there was never going to be a pro team here, much less a Super Bowl. And the rapidity of the collapse of all these distance is unbelievable. Now you can walk up in the Washington Commanders Stadium, and while you're buying a hot dog, you can place a bet. You've got ownership of FanDuel and different gambling things. You've got, and here we are, we're in a casino.
We are at Mandalay Bay Casino, something we never thought we would do. Lee, you've negotiated billions and billions of dollars in salaries. You've seen the salaries go up, 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 up. Is there any one that you remember the most that was, I can't believe I got that one done?
Well, it was gratifying to sign Mahomes long term.
Sure.
But I go way back to when the USFL was fighting the NFL, and we did a contract for Steve Young that was the biggest in the history of sports. It was, now you look at it, it was $42 million, but it made headlines all around the world. But I think the key really is to fulfill your athlete's dreams and promises. The most important skill is listening. It's drawing out another human being and understanding their deepest anxieties and fears and their greatest hopes and dreams so you can fulfill them.
The biggest controversy over this past season was the running back position, not paying the running backs the long-term contracts that they have sought. What would you do if you were representing a Saquon Barkley and Austin Eckler in that type of position?
You know, I had that situation with Thurman Thomas years ago. And what we did is put together a packet that showed the absolute level of involvement he had in the offense, not just running from scrimmage, but catching and blocking and everything else, and tried to show statistically that it was the fulcrum that they built the Bill offense on. And you have to make that argument. Now, we did not get to quarterback numbers, but we got to running back numbers, broke the top of the running back market. So you have to argue the uniqueness of this player for that offense. The quarterback's obvious. The most important thing in football right now is a franchise quarterback, but the running backs have to make their case using comparative statistics and comparisons to other salaries.
Dolphins beat writer, Pro Football Network's Adam Beasley told me that you throw the greatest Super Bowl parties on the planet. I asked him for an invite, I got one. Talk about this party.
You ask and you get.
There we go. Talk about the party.
So this is my 37th, wow. And we do a number of interesting things. We give humanitarian awards to an owner, a coach, a general manager, a current player, former player. So the Chicago Bears, Kevin Warren, will get an award. Trey Smith of the Kansas City Chiefs, Cordell Stewart, will get an award for philanthropic things they do off the field. We're raising money for Special Olympics. We have a concussion conference where for the 30th year, we have 11 neurologists talking about prevention, awareness, and cure. And we're actually seeing the development of new processes through neuroplasticity that can heal a concussed brain. So this whole TBI epidemic with RTMS and Tommy Shaver's program, Nestry, it's going to be exciting. We have a celebrity poker tournament with Jamie Gold and Phil Helfman. And we have an esports exhibition, which will be Michigan playing Michigan State in esports. And we do a brain body lounge, which has got these breakthroughs in biomed there to make it much easier for a player to rehab quicker. It's hyperbaric oxygen and stem cells. So it's a party and you'll have fun, but you also may learn some things.
My last question I like to ask is who's going to be hosting the Lombardi Trophy on Sunday?
So I think that this game will be evocative of the other playoff games, and that it'll come down to the very end.
Sure.
I just think it could be the last drive. It certainly would be the last quarter. And but to the Mahomes, I'll go Chiefs 27-26.
27-26 Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes wins his third Super Bowl title. Lee Steinberg, I appreciate you coming on today.
My pleasure.
ProFootball.com at PFN 365.